Who is it that's going to now do prison time for robbing Greggs and throwing a wheelie bin at a police officer? It's not Tommy Robinson who's enjoying a wonderful holiday in Ayia Napa with his £400 Balenciaga shorts. It's you, who's hungry and looking for a job. What's actually happening here is a huge campaign of misinformation. So what are the five biggest misinformation that has kind of led to these riots, which has enabled and emboldened the rioters? Number one, that the killer of the young girls in Southport was a Muslim and an illegal immigrant. Number two, that there is a two-tier policing system, that the police deals with Muslims one way or non-white people one way and deal with the white natives in a particular way. The fact that hundreds and thousands of people protested for Palestine and these hate marches that showed solidarity with Hamas and, you know, praised the Houthis, they were allowed to take to the streets. Why can't the white natives take to the streets? There appears to be an immigration policy in the UK which is uncontrolled and is an open border policy. This is quite frankly untrue. Those who are rioting are not differentiating between those who came here legally or illegally. In fact, they're not even differentiating between those who were born here and not born here. But the misinformation that's being spread online is being allowed to reach tens of millions of people by Elon Musk and other influential right-wing, neocon, far-right Zionist commentators, whether it be Tommy Robinson, Andrew Tate, Nigel Farage, Lee Anderson, Lawrence Fox, Dave Atherton, Katie Hopkins, the list is endless. The reality is this: there is legal migration and immigration in the UK, which if this was to stop, there is a real risk of the economy collapsing within 48 hours. The people who understand economics and fiscal policy and how migrant employment actually is a pivotal part and a backbone of the British economy, those who actually know this know that this whole thing about unfettered migration or mass migration, open border migration, is purely just untrue. And last but not least, and this is one that should truly affect us all, that Muslims, even after being in this country for 50, 60 years when our forefathers arrived in the 50s and 60s and 70s, that we were a fifth column that haven't assimilated. My dear brothers and sisters and friends, all five of these things that I've mentioned are either lies or are being grossly misrepresented to the wider public to spark division and to put a target on the back of Muslims and people of colour and immigrant descent. My dear brothers and sisters, there is no justification under any ideology, any religion, any epistemology that says firebombing hotels whilst people are staying in there, which could include women and children, is a legitimate type of protest. There is nothing in any book of law of protest which says that looting is something which is a legitimate expression of protest and discontentment. There is nothing which says that kicking in people's doors, ordinary people's homes and cars and businesses and desecrating cemeteries, is a legitimate form of protest. Did the pro-Palestine protesters do this? No. Did Muslims do this? No. Yet for 10 months they were depicted by the mainstream media and politicians as hate marchers, as Hamas supporters. But we've had 1 week of riots from the far right, and we are yet to see that type of consistency applied to them. Yes, there are legitimate grievances amongst many white Britons about immigration, and we should listen to them. Absolutely, there are concerns to do with housing and access to housing, affordable housing, social housing, employment. Of course, you would expect people to be frustrated that when they see a foreigner come from another country that's being housed in a hotel and is being given access to certain things, if they don't understand the intricate nature of the asylum seeking process, the average white man is seeing it as, this person's come from another country in a boat, being housed in a hotel, and is being fed three times when I'm barely struggling to feed my family. Obviously, they do not know that the asylum seeker that has come here is not allowed to work, is forced, the asylum seeker is forced nearly entirely to be a dependent of the state, not by his or her choice, but by the choice of the government. Brothers, sisters, and friends, no one is saying that there aren't legitimate grievances amongst some of those who have attended these enough is enough protests. But what we are saying is this: the Muslims are not your enemies. People of immigrant descent are not your enemies. Those who are coming in boats are not your enemies. Rather, your energy should be redirected towards those who have made us enemies. Your energy should be redirected towards those who are causing immigrants to come here from Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere. Your energy should be redirected towards the elite who have always looked towards the white working class man with disdain and disgust as cannon fodder for their wider political and economic causes. Street wars between the white natives and Muslims and people of color is destructive and actually plays within the agenda of those who actually will benefit politically and economically from this strife. There is no two-tier policing whereby Muslims are treated better than non-Muslims. If there is any two-tier policing, it is that Muslims are disproportionately targeted and the book is regularly thrown at them to make an example of them in terms of crimes that are committed by Muslims in comparison to crimes committed by white non-Muslims. Is it about grooming gangs? Yes, there was an issue to do in some northern and midland cities and towns where Muslim men of certain ethnic persuasions were involved in the horrific crime of sexual grooming of young girls. But let's also be very clear about something. The vast majority of sexual groomers and child sexual abusers are white men, not Muslims, not Pakistanis, putting a handful of cities aside. So the list of misinformation and grievances are many, but I would go as far as to say this. We have to go all the way back to the war on terror. We have to go all the way back to the 7/7. We have to go back to the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq. We have to go back to the introduction of Prevent and Contest. We have to go back to the 14 years of the Tory government. We have to go back to the 10 months of how pro-Palestine marches were presented to the British public. We have to look at the recent events of the Leeds riots and everything, all of that, to understand how we've got to where we are. My concluding message is this. Brothers, sisters and friends, Muslims are not going anywhere anytime soon. We've been here for 60 years. We have invested into this country. We are very much a part of this country. We will not be dictated to with regards to what does being British mean. We will not be dictated to assimilate to values and morals that do not actually align with our faith, because that policy does not apply to any other faith community. We have integrated. We are part of this society. And we will determine what being British means. And so long as these questions are being asked to Muslims, a consistent policy has to be applied where the same questions are being applied to other faith communities. If they are not, then we know that the issue here is not a lack of assimilation. The issue is that there seems to be a deeper problem of racism and Islamophobia, which actually needs to be addressed. There needs to be lines of communication open with those who have legitimate grievances towards immigration, towards policing, and actually educate them that the misinformation that they have been fed by the likes of Tommy Robinson and GB News and Talk TV is actually lies. It's actually a distortion. Who is it that's going to now do prison time for robbing Greggs and shoes on? Who's going to now go and do prison time for throwing a wheelie bin at a police officer? It's not Tommy Robinson, who's enjoying a wonderful holiday in Ayia Napa with his £400 Balenciaga shorts. It's you. It's you who can barely put together a meal. It's you who's hungry and looking for a job. You're going to end up doing prison time. The Muslims are not your enemies. The migrants are not your enemies. Let's look at the wider and broader picture. Why are immigrants coming to this country? Why are migrants coming to this country? Where are they coming from? And why are Muslims the way they are? These are the questions you need to ask. And until we get to the bottom of this, we will continue calling out those who are agitating these race riots, these Islamophobic and xenophobic riots, scenes that England has not seen in decades after World War II. Hotels being attacked and firebombed, mosques being attacked, Muslim cemeteries being desecrated, people who are not white being attacked on the road simply because of the colour of their skin, cars being stopped and asked whether they are white and English, are truly horrific and embarrassing scenes on the streets of UK. But we will not let this divide us. We will call out those who are agitating and instigating this and look to rebuild and strengthen the bridges between different communities, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair.